All right. So we already noted that the Rambam has a fascinating transition, as he very often does, between the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Mishnah Torah. Ephraim, just quickly review for us. So the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam thought, just you can tell this based on his ordering, that
the mitzvah of Proverbia was completely divorced from the mitzvah of marriage.
Right. Okay, so it came before. But in the Koseres of Hilchos Ishus, right, the fourth mitzvah is Lefaros to Leravos.
Mimena.
Right? And you couple that with the Rambam's first two mitzvahs, Lisa Isha Biksuba Vikidushin. So projecting in Ksuba as part of the Daraisa, that's a Rambam Ramban issue. And also Shalo Livol without Ksuba and Kidushin. Right? So it sounds like the Rambam thinks that Piri of Arivia can only take place within the context of Kidushin. That is an enormous Chiddush. Yesterday we explored the Sheet of the Rush. So what was the Rush's Shita, essentially? So the Rush rejects the idea that Piri of Arivia should be linked to Kiddushin. Now again, he doesn't, you know, the way that the Rush is very often presented, is he doesn't think that there's any mitzvah value to Kiddushin. Now, that is not fair because of two points in the Rush. Number one, what are the two indications that we have in the Rush that there's value to Kiddushin? So he says when it's in the context of, here you go, in the context of Piri of Arivia, let's say you actually do opt to go that route, not the Pilegesh route, right? So you can't say it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, but it sounds like there might be at least a status of a hechsher or a kiyum. But more importantly, if I remember this in the Birch HaShevach V'Hodah, v'tzivanu al arayos, meaning that kiddushin is a mitzvah. Yitziva l'kadesh esaisha she'ena min ha'arayos. So again, you can't say there's an absolute obligation to use the process or the tahalich of kiddushin. But the Talich of Kiddushin still has Tzivanu status, if we could say that, because, you know, it highlights, you know, Klal Yisrael being Muvdal from the Arayos. So again, the actual language of the Rush, Tzivanu the Kadesh Isha Muteres Lanu Velo Achas Min Harayos. So it's part of a broader Tzivoy against Arayos. So if you follow that language, right, Asar Lanu Es Harusos V'chulei. Okay, so all of this comes to a head in some of the most famous passages that we have in the entire Mishnah Torah. In the Rambam, the very beginning of Sefer Ishus in Hilchos Kiddushin, so the Rambam writes the following: Kodem Matan Torah Haya Adam, Pogea Isha B'Shuk Im Ratza Hu V'Hi Lisa Osa Machnisa L'Soch Beso Uboala Beino Levein Atzmo V'Tia Lo Le'Isha. So before Matan Torah, you know, the Rambam says there was a concept of union, marital union, but it was achieved in, you know, a very practical way, what you might call a common law way today, namely knisa labayis, which, by the way, might still be, according to many Rishonim, you know, the definition of nisuin today, okay? Right? V'kevan shenditna Torah, nitzav Yisrael shem yirtza ha'ish lisa isha, yikna osa tchila b'fnei edim v'acharchach tiala lisha shenemar ki kach ish isha, Uba Eleha. So this is actually not the typical pasuk which is quoted instead of Ki Kachisha Uva Allah. This is the pasuk. This is the parsha of Motzi Shemra. It's a huge kiddushin topic, but not for now. So the Rambam basically says that the chiddush of Matan Torah was to introduce kiddushin as a step before nisuin for Klal Yisrael, right? And this is obviously not something that the world went through. Kodem Matan Torah Hayadam Pogei Yisha B'Shokim Ratzahu V'Hi Nosin Lascharo Boel Oso Aleim Haderech V'Holich V'Zohi Anikres Kedesha Mishanin Torah Nasra Kedesha Shenemra Lotia Kedesha Bibnos Yisrael Lefikach Koha Boel Isha L'Shem Znos Below Kiddushin Loka Min Torah Lefi Shaba Al Kedesha. So the language of the Rambam being so structurally parallel, right, Kodem Matan Torah and the Achar Matan Torah. So what's the total picture that emerges in the Rambam? And the Ravid immediately rebels against it. But what's the essential picture that emerges in the Rambam? It's not just that Matan Torah introduced the mitzvah of Kiddushin. The mitzvah of Kiddushin can apparently be achieved in a variety of ways. Bia is Mefurash because...
Ryan, team, please don't forget you, Gemara.
Bia is Mefurash in the Pasuk, and we understand that Shtar is based on the Hekesh of Havaya Tiyatziya. Kesef is either in Kesef Ladon Zeh, Yesh Kesef Ladon Acher, are based on Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. So let's assume for now that they're all Doraisa. The methods of derivation may vary. The Rambam's formulation of Derei Sofrim. So Kiddushin is introduced. But what's also introduced, that the other side of the coin with Kiddushin being introduced is also, just based on the parallelism in the language of the Rambam, the Kodem Matan Torah and Achar Matan Torah, the introduction of Kiddushin creates an isser of... Exactly. It creates an isser of Biyash Lom Makom Kiddushin, which we call the isser Kedesha. Okay? That was a huge chiddush of the Rambam. So the Ravid immediately jumps in. So the kasav of Ravid in Kadesha al-Mizumenes via Mufkaras l'choladam. Kadesha means Mikudesh Mizumenes is nus, which is what Rashi says al Torah. Aval hamiyachedes atzim l'ishachad ein balo malkos v'lo iser lav. It's not even forbidden. The Ravid is not saying he's recommending it, right? The Ravid is not saying that this is like, you know, spiritually optimal, but, you know, minimally it's not prohibited. Via pilegesh aksuva bepasuk ubali eloshin darshin pilegesh mila hafucha or merkeves. Okay, so mila merkeves, not just a compound word, but it's also, you know, hafucha. So you have to both, you know, separate it out and then reverse the letters, almost like a, you know, a word game. P shagel. So it's not just P and then legesh, but you have to reverse again the second half of the compound word, the mila merkeves. So p shagel, which means shagel from. That's the actual language of the Torah in Sefer Dvarim. Yishacher, we read it as Yishkavena, but the actual word in the Torah is Yishkalena, right? Very good. Omedas leprakim lemishkal leshamish esabayis hupa'amim lemishkav. In other words, she's a domestic, literally. She's in the house, and sometimes for purposes of mishkav. V'yeshvarim shekasabahen pilagshim below kiddushin, right? And that there's two different opinions about what defines a pilagesh. Either she's kiddushin but no ksuva, or neither, right? So again, what the Ravid is pointing out is that, you know, certainly if you have the girsa that she doesn't have kiddushin, it's totally permissible. So he doesn't understand what the Rambam is talking about. He doesn't disagree that there's a mitzvah of kiddushin. He doesn't understand the Rambam shita that you know, mitzvah of kiddushin meant that bia had to be through kiddushin. Again, if you assume the Rambam, this is a little bit of a Torah Umada moment, but if you assume the Rambam's position, then what emerges? We are talking about the mitzvah period of Erivia, that what's the only way to fulfill the mitzvah period of Erivia? Yeah, right, very good. Because if there's going to be an Isser,
if there's going to be an Isser Bia, right, if there's going to be an Isser Bia outside of Kiddushin, the only way to have period of Erivia is through Bia.
Right, typically.
What's that?
Yes, there's a Torah Mad moment, right? Just to make sure everybody understands that if there's going to be Isser Bia, right, outside of the context of, you know, Kiddushin, there's just not going to be the possibility of Peri of Erivia, which is why the Rambam said what in the Koseres? Mimena, right? Could only be through Lisa Isha Viksuba Vikidushin. So the Ravid's attack was actually, sometimes the Ravid attacks the Rambam and it's not true. You know, in terms of what the Rambam Shita here, it's absolutely true. The Rambam says it explicitly. So if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, lo yarbe lo nashim, ipi ha-shmo lamdu shilokeach ad shmon esrei, nashim bin alad nashim upilagshim, hakol shmon esrei, vi mosiv achas u be'ala loke, v'yesho lagari shlisa acharas tachat zo shigire. So the 18, right, ve'osif lacha, v'imaat, ve'osif lacha, chahena v'chahena, David had six wives at the time. So the Ravid says, what are you talking about? How could you say that pilagshim includes nashim? Right? Because David had six wives at that point, and the Ravid says many pilagshim. So pilagesh isn't an isha, because the Ravid continues to hold that way. But the Rambam l'shitaso consistently holds that there's no, right, independent din, it would appear, of pilagesh, right? So that pilagesh has to basically be included as amongst the nashim. So just give me 1 second. That was the Ravid in verse 9. I'll just put the final Rambam on the ledger. The Rambam says, "V'chein lokeach mikol gvul Yisrael." This is the next Rambam, next parak. Nashim upilagshim, nashim b'ksuba v'kiddushin, upilagshim below ksuba uvelo kiddushin. Ella b'yichud b'ovad kona osa umuteres lo. So there has to be some kind of a kinyan, right? It's not just, you know, pogeya isha b'shuk. So there's go kinyan yichud. Aval ahedyot aser b'pilagesh. So Am Ivriya, this is something called Yiyud, which is basically a form of marriage. So basically, you know, the Ravid's attack on the Rambam was actually true in this case. Except the Rambam wouldn't deny it, he'd be proud of it. And so the Rambam is saying that, you know, the king who has a restriction, he's the only Jew who has a restriction on the number of women he can marry, so that restriction has to include Pilagshim as well. But the king is the only one who, through Kinyan Yichud, who can have a Pilagesh. If you're not a king, you can't have a Pilagesh, because that by definition means that you're having bia with a woman outside of the framework of kiddushin, which again, according to the Rambam, that's part of what the Torah introduced when it introduced the mitzvah of kiddushin, that all period of erivia should really take place through the track. Right, he agrees with you. The second half of the Ravid, where he said pishegel lefamim lemishkav and lefamim ledvar acher, that they work domestically. So again, for the Rambam, it wasn't just that the Torah introduced the mitzvah of kiddushin, but that this had dramatic implications for period of Eribia, because the idea was that now that there's a track for bia that is elevated, that is literally sanctified through kiddushin, any bia that doesn't take advantage of that is considered a bi'ilas nus. It's an amazing view of the Rambam. Okay, any bia that takes place out of that is definitionally considered a bia snus. Okay, bia snus, and therefore the Rambam says that's enough. Right, the Ravid couldn't believe this, but that's enough to establish that woman as a kadesha to engage in one bia snus. So again, the Ravid, and many others disagree with the Rambam on this point, but this is the Rambam's idea that period of Arivia in a post kiddushin world, in a post Matan Torah universe, kiddushin has been localized. Has been localized to the world of Kiddushin, the exact opposite of the Rosh, who thought the two were bifurcated, and presumably opposite of what the Rambam himself thought in the Sefer Mitzvahs, where Reshid Beis is Peri V'Rivia, and then only Reshid Gimel is Kiddushin.